my Bible belt?
Welcome back to another fucking episode of fucking What's Up with fucking Rizzo.
No, another episode of fucking. Very well.
It's me, Martin Rizzo, and we're back to Squad by the Bell. And this is episode, I don't even know what fucking episode it is. I used to say them, but episode something. I'm back in LA, man. You're back in LA too. I'm here with Mark.
Yes, sir.
You know, I was in, when I was in Texas this weekend at the Addison, this fan came to me, and I've known him for a while on, what's it called, online. And what's it called? It was a guy, Maloso Zacatecano? Yeah, he's a fan.
All right.
Of the podcast.
Okay.
And just, we came out to the show. He's like, oh, man, I've been waiting, like, a long time to see you live.
Out there in Dallas, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then he was like, yeah, I'm a big fan of the podcast. And he was saying, yeah, you and Stephanie are funny. And he's, I like when, and even when your neighbor that sells mushrooms on it, he's funny. That's what he said. Your neighbor that sells mushrooms, like, he's funny on the fucking podcast.
I appreciate that, but at most times I'm like, I don't even think I'm funny, because I mean, you hear Adrian, my girl, she thinks I'm not funny at all.
Really? Ever. What do you mean? Like, do you try to tell jokes in front of her?
I've
seen her laugh at your stuff.
Like, she'll laugh at how stupid I am. Like, that's it. Because, I mean, I'm an intellectual in terms of, like, I could do math.
And, yeah.
Like, I like science.
Math's funny. Science is funny.
Sometimes I just, like, I lack common sense in some areas. And I'm like, does that mean I'm awkward? I don't know. Like,
nah.
You know? Because if something is common sense, then, like, who establishes what is general enough knowledge to become common sense, you know? Because sometimes it's not the same for everybody.
Yeah.
So I'm like, for me, sometimes, like, some things are just not common sense.
Mm-hmm. You know?
But I'm stupid, so that's my defense.
No, you're not stupid. You say you're intellectual. How can you be an intellectual?
Somebody could be good at math and shit, but not know how to, like, I don't know, tie a shoelace or something. I don't know, some shit, you know?
Yeah, okay.
Like, you could be good at one thing, but not the other.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense.
You know?
All right.
Like, cooking, I can't cook.
What about fucking weenies con huevos, man? Like, you gotta be there. That's the first thing I learned how to cook. No. Yeah, weenies con huevos.
Yeah.
And then fucking chorizo con huevos.
Like, I still struggle with tortillas, like flipping tortillas.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, like people do without the comal. That's crazy. That's I can't do that shit.
I do that, but like fucking I lower the fucking flame and then I turn it. So I do like kind of like the bitch version of it.
That's like wasting more gas too.
It is, right?
No, I just do like, if I have the comal, then like fuck it, I'll lick my fingers and then flip it.
Like it's a book?
like a page, yeah.
Return a page?
Add some spit and then go ahead and grab it and flip it. But if not, then sometimes I'll grab the tongs because I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
You know?
Fuck yeah, dude. You gotta do it. But have you ever microwaved a tortilla?
Yeah, I don't like it that much.
It doesn't taste
the same. I don't know.
It's like, it falls apart. Yeah. It's all soft. It's like it moisture forms.
And
you
that's
know?
Why I've had to use the book technique, because like I'm like, damn, I suck at this shit. I have sensitive, soft, girly hands.
They're not. Let me see.
Like they're super soft. Touch them.
I know. I don't know. Yeah. That's good. They're super soft. My girlfriend's out of town, and I don't know about that, man.
Home alone. I'm asleep tonight. I'm scared. Convince me to sleep. I know.
Please sleep over, Mark. No, bring your Nintendo and play over here.
Bring the Dreamcast, man.
You have a Dreamcast?
No, but I have that arcade system.
Oh yeah,
it has Marvel vs. Capcom. Remember?
That shit was fun, dude. Yeah. I still remember. We got fucking drunk, man.
And then we painted.
We had we had a double date. It was me, him, my girlfriend, and his girlfriend. So we started pre-gaming. Was this early summer? Because this is a long ass summer, bro.
Yeah.
This is a long ass. Summer's been on for fucking like
it's
5 months already.
For the last like 5 years.
Yeah.
Straight up.
All right. When did we go? It must have been like
at least 2 months ago.
2 months ago?
Two to 3 months, but we did. It was a wine and paint night and Star Wars themed.
Oh, it was Star Wars themed, right?
It was in Brea.
It was like the May, the 5th of May. Where was it?
Yeah,
no,
May
4th be with you.
May the 4th be with
you. So I think that thing's kicking in right now.
Yes. Oh, the indica.
Yeah.
So, well, let's see what this is. Truth RX, premium concentrates, stoplights, hard candy doses, indica. Handcrafted in Los Angeles, California. One dose is 100 mil. Wait, is this whole little packet a dose?
Yeah.
Because you took like a...
A little piece, so it's nothing, yeah, right?
No, that's... You should be fine.
I know, it's just almost on weak sauce, you know?
Yeah, that's true. You're not used to it. Which always surprises me. I feel like you'd be the type to like...
I also...
Mellow out with
something. Yeah. So with this, I feel it kind of like just like... My eyes are heavy.
You're just tired, man.
I'm also tired. Yeah, you've been out. But also on top of this, I could feel like, oh man.
That's good. I'm telling you, you're gonna sleep like a baby.
Like you're pooping and peeing myself.
Yeah, you might shit yourself. Or like, you know, when sometimes you're dreaming.
Yeah.
I mean, you piss yourself, right? You're gonna shit yourself though this time.
But that's what babies do, right? Every time people say you're gonna sleep like a baby, I'm like, but babies pee and poop.
It scares you. Yeah. You're like, I don't want to do that.
And then they throw up too. It's like they're little drunk people, you know? You got to think about it. It's like only drunk people do that. They piss. I've never shit my pants unless, cause dude, that's a lot of force. Shitting.
That's true.
You gotta push.
That's true. Either you gotta really be pushing, or that shit's really gotta be like
aguada
bubbling up in the like it comes out like caldo.
Straight. Oh my god!
You know what? That's what happened because I was in Florida.
You were drinking?
Yeah, unfortunately, because I'm not a drinker. You know, but
so your shit comes out all watery.
Yeah, that it came out the next morning. Luckily, no hangovers, no headaches, none of that. But I was tired. And like the shits, it came out, it felt like caldo, like straight caldo. And I was worried for a second because I'm like, I'm sitting there.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking like, yo, this shit's going to leak down my leg and like onto my feet. That's how watery it was. But, you know, it came out. There was no mess. And then the wiping was a lot easier too, which
it
is great. It's a blessing.
Because it's not dry blessing poop. It's
exactly.
But
it doesn't stick to anything.
But it's fucking disgusting as fuck, dude.
Yeah.
Fucking, I was going to say. Because you have a bidet too, right?
Yes, I do, sir.
We're bidet brothers.
Yes, I love it. Everyone should get one. Everyone in the world needs it.
It's yeah. Good for you. It's just, okay. Every time I go out of town, dude, I miss the bidet.
Now now you're a part of the club. Now you want, every time I'm taking a shit somewhere, I got to call or text my girl and be like, I'm here at this hotel. These fucking animals don't have bidets.
Disgusting,
how
right?
How do they expect me to be clean?
Yeah.
This is not sanitary. Because I've become accustomed to the fact that I have it at home.
I know.
It's a luxury now.
It is, dude. It's like, I feel so disgusted when I go on the, like, yeah, every time I go on the road and I'm like, dude, there's no fucking bidet here. And like, I feel it's, I got to go hop in the shower.
Because
and
the
just,
wiping is just, is inefficient. It just, it's not enough.
And then, I don't want to wet my hair because I just did my hair. So I got to get in doggy style.
Yes,
so
sir.
My butt is aiming towards the fucking faucet,
exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
So I, it's gas fuck, man, you know? But yeah, dude.
God.
So that's why I think I'm gonna start taking out wipes because I have these wipes I bought at the 99-cent store. They're called guy wipes, and it smells good. It's just I guess for guys. I don't know what happens if a girl wipes with them.
Is she gonna
get a dick?
Like a guy or no?
Her clit's gonna turn. Did you ever watch? You're younger than me. You're like what, like 7 years younger than me? I think.
Ah, damn. 30. You're 34.
I'm not 34.
You're 30.
I'm 30. I forgot. I'm 32.
You're gonna be 30. Oh whoa.
I don't know. See, I
34 is not that far off then. Yeah, I'm 27. So, damn.
You're probably I'm probably 5-6 years older than you.
Yeah.
Do you remember China, the wrestler?
Yes, I do.
Did you watch the porno?
Yes, I did.
Did you see your clit?
Yes, I did.
It looked like a little dick, huh?
I mean, she a big girl.
Yeah, Yeah, let me pull it up right here, dude.
Oh, okay. So Martin's Home Alone. Girlfriend's at home, and we're gonna be watching porn together.
Yeah.
All right.
Let me see.
I don't know why. I did find her attractive in a very like I'm not the type like I need to be dominated because you know there's some guys like that. That's fine. You know I got nothing against that. But I wouldn't mind like if she was like I'm gonna dominate you. Like okay, Miss China, go ahead.
Oh wow, I remember that, dude.
What is that?
That's her clit, bro.
Yep.
That's a little fucking peepee, dude.
It honestly looks like from this distance,
like a little one.
It looks like a baby dick.
But it's because of testosterone, so it formed, dude. That's insane, dude. Yeah, see, look at that, dude.
And I'm still not like entirely disgusted.
Like,
rest in peace, also. To the homegirl China.
I mean, she had a nice tits.
Yeah. Plus, I like her hair. She had nice hair. I have a thing for the hair, you know.
Oh my god, that's a pastrami as
roast beef.
Roast beef.
Yes.
Oh wow, okay. Yeah, that's That's insane. What were we talking about?
Damn, your age?
Okay, you don't have to say that. Don't say fucking bad words, bro. What the fuck's wrong with you?
Slow down.
Don't fucking say bad words, dude. Fucking yeah, that shit feels good, man. That indica.
Oh, I'm glad you're trying some. Did you do anything while you were in Dallas?
I mean, when I'm on the road, I always smoke. I'll smoke weed here and there with Felipe, you know.
I think you just gotta. I'm telling you, you just gotta stick to.
I like stick to indica. Indica, yeah, the indica's my thing, you know.
And just do it. I mean, do it in
moderation
for sure. Just so you can get used to it.
Yeah.
But do it at the right times. Also, like, don't just do it because you know to do it.
Do it when I'm doing heavy machinery.
Yes.
Okay, I'm gonna do it like.
Okay.
But yeah, man, I fucking China, man. How did she die again? Elbow to the face or
what the hell? Damn, I don't know. Did she have a heart attack or something?
Overdose, I think.
She overdosed?
Was it overdose? I mean, we have the internet. We can look it up.
Yes. Hold on. Let me do that. You looked up the clit. I will look up how she died.
And I'll look up more clit of hers. That was a big one, dude.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, man, to each his own.
Yeah.
Oh, I spelled her name wrong. It's C-H-Y-N-A.
Yeah, why? Like China.
It says, oh, here we go. Her real name also was
Japan?
Joan Marie Laurer, right? I was gonna say like Maria because I'm Hispanic, but it's Marie. I forget.
Maria.
See,
she lives in the East Side Story. Viva Carlos Santana.
I can't look
at the Wikipedia and then it should say death.
Yeah, it says died April 17, 2016. She was age 46. Oh, yeah. Accidental drug overdose. Holy shit.
She was barely 40. Dude, she was young.
46. Yeah, she looked good. And
she was 46. Only. Oh, man.
That's insane. You know what? Okay, the resting place is that her ashes were scattered into the Pacific Ocean. I think that's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
But what part of the Pacific Ocean? Because it was like Venice Beach, it's kind of nasty. Maybe like a homeless guy peed on the, you know? So,
it doesn't say.
Unless it's like the Hawaii Pacific part, you know?
Yeah. And I mean, because the Pacific is big, so.
To be specific?
Yeah. I mean, as long as it was out there somewhere, I'm going to say it, you know, it could have started at Venice Beach and she somehow floated to Hawaii.
Yeah.
I can sleep with that. Oh, she came out in Playboy? Wow.
Yeah, dude.
Twice. I mean, that they have that on Wikipedia because Wikipedia
there pictures? Is,
you know, the, no.
I like Wikipedia. I get all my information from Wikipedia, dude.
Let's see.
China. El Wikipedia. Los Wookiees.
Playboy.
Da-na-na-na.
Dude, the internet is amazing.
I love it. How the fuck did people, like, dude, I mean, I remember how fucking life was before fucking smartphones. It was horrible, dude. It was the dark ages.
Damn, yeah, that's old school.
Let me see.
Old school China.
Oh, wow.
That is not bad.
And, dude, the lighting and the hair, that's so 90s.
I like the style.
Wow. Yeah. That's not bad.
Like I said, look, she's got really nice hair.
Let me see more. Oh, wow. That's a glamazon right there.
Yeah, she a big woman.
Whoa, those are some big shoulders, dude.
Very, very, very broad.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Okay, not bad, you know.
I don't know how we got into the topic of China, but, you know, I understand.
Yeah, how did that fucking happen, dude? I forgot how that happened. Oh, shit. So you were in Florida doing training for a job. That's
yes,
cool.
Yes, sir.
How was that your first time in Orlando?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, not my first time in the East Coast, my first time in Orlando. And during this time, summertime, I hate the weather.
Yeah.
It's humid, man. It's beautiful. Yeah, like, don't get me wrong. It looks green. The skies are nice, but it is humid, man.
Fucking, dude. I went there, dude, for fucking 2016. I went there for Disney World and fucking, I went there in September. It was, bro, it was hot. There's mosquitoes. And I'm telling you, Disney World is big, dude. It's fucking, I don't know, but because you know when you go to Disneyland here, you're like, oh, fuck yeah, man. It's big, but it's not big, you know? You can walk over to California.
It's pretty big, though. Yeah.
It's pretty big. But, dude, in Orlando, I swear, and they say it's the size of San Francisco, the city, dude. Humongous.
Damn.
They have their own fucking fire department. That's how big it is, so, dude.
I mean, Disneyland does too, right? Don't, I mean, I don't
it's
know
a if fake, it's a fake it's one. A fake, yeah, it's
I mean, a fake. I've seen it, though. It could be
the real one with Goofy being the firefighter.
he's the one driving?
Yeah. Fuck yeah. Oh, man. But Disney World's badass, dude. Oh, she came in.
Oh, you have a pet cat. I forgot.
Well, she just comes in.
Takes your shit and leaves?
Like,
oh, she likes The Simpsons.
Oh, she's watching The Simpsons. Nice. Oh, wow.
She'll be like, hold on, I like this episode. Hold on.
This is my favorite episode. You know what's funny? Because, like, I watch videos online about dogs watching TV.
Yeah.
And then these guys don't understand what television is.
I think it's just because, I mean, they're weird. Like, your dogs are weird, man. Mochi is...
I mean, but I don't know.
She doesn't care. And then Henry's just dumb.
I don't think they... hello, Karen.
Hello, Karen.
I just don't think they understand the concept of what's it called, TV, or maybe it just doesn't.
You know what? It's because you never.
There's no smell.
You never took the time to force them to watch something. Like think of like children, like babies. Yeah. Like when you sit them down to watch something, you know, like eventually they kind of just get into the habit of they see this moving, so they start paying attention. Like, I've seen dogs when they're watching other dogs on TV for sure.
Uh-huh.
They just react. They're like, oh shit. It's a dog. Like, do I want to fight him or fuck him? Like,
yeah,
their instincts kick in, you know?
Let me put on some kitty stuff. Maybe let's see what Gloria does. We are watching The Simpsons. Dude, I love The Simpsons.
It's hilarious, man.
I can seriously. I still remember, like, in 2014, I found a website where I could see all the episodes of The Simpsons illegally.
Yeah.
And, dude, I used to watch it every night. And that was my fucking thing. And I was thinking, how is there no... How does Netflix not have the whole series on? How does Hulu not have it? And then
Disney.
Look and behold, fucking bro.
Disney.
Insane.
Oh, man. What's your favorite episode?
Oh, dude, I have so many,
you
man.
You gotta remember at least one. One that that's always stuck with you.
I like the when Marge becomes addicted to gambling. And that's when Mr. Burns opens up the casino.
The casino. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the funny one, because I like how the animation was still kind of different, because Homer's eyes were a little bit like more
like bulgier.
Bulgier?
Yeah.
And just the jokes are so memorable in that episode. When what's it called? Remember when Bart... No, it's Lisa, right? And then she... Homer's sleeping, and then she goes inside his room, and she's like, Dad, I had a scary dream. Oh, it's all right, honey. About the boogeyman. And then he goes to Bart's room.
Yeah.
I don't alarm you, but there might be a boogeyman or boogeyman in that.
That's just classic, man.
My
favorite is the one where Mr. Burns is the fruit Batman.
Oh,
I don't know if you remember that one.
Is that's kind of new, right?
It's not part of the new season. It's one of the older ones, but it's like basically he tries to be like Batman.
And he's weak, right?
Yeah, of course. He's Mr. Burns. He's super weak. But Smithers is just like they'll catch a criminal at the scene doing a crime. And like right before Mr. Burns approaches him, Smithers will be like, here, I'll give you $1,000. Just let him like beat you up or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And like it's Snake. You know, Snake is like the criminal in The Simpsons. And he's like, he's just there robbing the Quickie Mart. And Mr. Burns comes out dressed up as the fruit Batman, making his little bat noises.
Uh-huh.
And he gets paid to just let him like kick his ass. But you know, his little weak old man arms.
I remember that one.
It's one of my favorite episodes. That one always just gets me. And I'm glad. So see, look, if she sees.
She's right here next to you. I don't. Oh, she's watching it.
Yeah, you see? Baby cats.
Her reaction. That is so cute. Look.
Now, is she going to approach?
She's tripping out.
Does she see other cats out there?
Yeah. Oh, she's scared. Gloria.
Come here, girl. Oh, damn.
She's fascinated by the TV. I wish these dogs reacted like that.
Mochi, how come you don't care? It's because Mochi's a little lazy girl. She's a chunkster. Look at her.
But I think the eyes are probably kind of different for cats.
Oh, they are. The whole, what, don't they have like night vision and shit?
Yeah, and I heard that dogs, when they see something like that, they see kind of like flickering, like.
Yeah, it's because they have terrible eyesight, and then cats have amazing eyesight. That's yeah, it, you know.
Wow, look at her. Oh, Stephanie's calling me. I gotta pause this right now.
Shimmy, shimmy.
Yeah, we're back. My girlfriend called me. Oh, it was so funny. Glory just fucking bounced. I can't imagine how scared she was. That is so funny.
She's like, I can't handle all this fucking stress right now.
It's on 8K.
But yes, you bring up a very good point. We are going to go to the OC Fair next week.
I'm excited, dude.
Yeah. I mean, it's because, you know, fucking COVID, you know, COVID. It's exciting to be able to do shit again in general.
Yeah.
I feel like everybody, I mean, it sucks being outside right now because
it's hot.
Number one, the weather. And then number two, like, because everything is opening up now and everyone's trying to do it, like, I'm pretty sure it's going to be packed. The roads are fucking crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, the way back from the airport today, there's a lot of cars and then people are dumb.
Yeah. Roads, fucking dumbs. Hey, it's so funny. So, yeah, so me and Mark, he went for some training for a new job.
So I'm sober.
You're sober as fuck. Yeah, it's so funny. Isn't it crazy how, like, they let you... You can drink, but you can't smoke weed?
Yeah, and I'm like, I do stupid shit when I'm drunk, man.
Yeah.
Like, people were forgetting to set their alarms. People were throwing up. Luckily, I hydrate. Like, I drink a lot of water all the time. So, like, I didn't have the hangover.
Yeah.
I didn't throw up, none of that. I was just really buzzed, I guess.
Yeah.
But I set my alarms and all that. I was responsible, which is good. But I'm like, when I smoke, I don't have to worry about any of that because it's like I'm functioning 100%, but I'm high.
Yeah.
And I'm okay, you know? Is it a money thing? Is it the government? Is it a conspiracy? What is it? I mean, now everything is getting legalized, but do you think it'll ever get to the point where you can smoke and still maintain certain jobs?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it has to get to that point.
I mean, it's a safety thing. I get it. Like, if I'm going to be working with large equipment that, you know, people's lives could be at risk.
Yeah.
I understand. But then it's like, okay, why not do like an evaluation type thing? Like, can I function while high?
Because I guess maybe the whole thing for them is like marijuana stays in your system longer. So they think it's going to
affect you longer.
Because like alcohol leaves your system like in a couple hours, right?
I guess. if you throw it up, right?
Yeah, if you throw it up and you pee. Yeah, this weekend, so,
or
like...
shit it out like Carlo, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's all the fucking...
That's the right way to do it. Digest it properly.
Ugh, God, I hate that. So, like...
You know, it's funny, because I don't hate it, because when I do that, that's how I know. Okay, at least I know it's getting out of
you're me. You're detoxing.
Yeah, yeah, like, I feel cleaner after.
Like, this week, like, I only drink on the weekends, and I only drink a show. So, it's like, I'll have one drink on the first show. Yeah. And then one drink on the second show. So it's like, by the time I drink the next drink, I'm already like, I'm pretty much sober, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't get drunk. The last night I got drunk because people were just fucking buying me shots and I was already done. So
you
like,
were in
you know?
Party mode. Like, why not? Why not be in party mode? Yeah, for sure.
Well, and also when they buy you drinks, you're like, you can't say no, you know?
That's the rule. Like, that's what I was, they were like, oh, what are you drinking? I was like, I don't drink, man. It's all good. And they're like, oh, well, I got you a beer. I'm like, oh, well, the rule strictly says you cannot decline an alcoholic beverage when someone has already purchased it for you. It has your name on it. And
yeah,
I'm not a drinker, and even I know that, you know.
Same thing with if somebody offers you crystal meth, you gotta
same rules apply.
Come on, I got you a fucking pookie. Like,
look, I got it right here. Is right. I saque la bolsita. Is ready to go.
Saque la bolsita.
I even put your initials on it, man. You can't say no. It's like, oh yeah, Drew. Let me take out the rule book. There it is.
Yeah, fucking little scante guante.
Subsection 17B.
Scante guante, homie.
Can't refuse.
Yeah, man. But there's these things. When I was at All Things Comedy, the studio, there's a thing. They had these. It was these bags. I can't fucking talk. I'm a little high. They had these things.
Little high,
yeah. Very little high. So I'm pretty functioning right now. They had these little things that they're called liquid IV.
Okay.
So it's like these little. It almost looks like the powder that you put on your water to make it like a flavor.
Like, yeah, like the powdered
Crystal Light.
Crystal Light, all that stuff.
So it's liquid IV.
Kool-Aid.
Yeah, so it's pretty much Pedialyte powder.
Okay. Oh, yeah, because it hydrates you.
It hydrates you. So each one of those packages is like you're drinking three water bottles. So I took those with me just to, you know, when I go skateboard. And then
is there such a thing as overhydration?
I know, right? I'm trying to think. I don't. Maybe you become Hydro Man, bro, from fucking Spider Man, or you just have a leaky asshole all the time. I don't know.
Yeah, you're just sweating the whole time, or something.
My shit's just sliding out because it's just liquidy as fuck.
The slip and slider.
But what's it called? Yeah, so I took those liquid IVs, and I would take them after every drink. I would I should just mix it in my fucking alcoholic drink. That's not even.
Isn't that the whole point with you
drink a water?
You have a drink and then you have some water.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just doing it, but like three times more efficient.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. So, I felt so good. It's like I didn't feel like I drank at all. I felt like the same way as I did before. You know, it's just.
You know what? Yeah. There's all kinds of things to work with drinking alcohol.
Mm.
Like, you know how they have those anti hangover drinks too. And they work.
Which ones are those?
Ah, man. It's like the 5-hour energy shots.
Like, oh, really?
It's like one of those, but it's like an anti-hangover thing. So you basically drink it. I remember because my girl and I took it before, since we're not drinkers. And it says take either like a few minutes prior to drinking or while you're drinking.
Wow, really?
And it tastes like shitty cherry juice or something. But
it works.
It worked. I mean, maybe it doesn't work for everybody, but it worked for us. Like last time we did it and we drank, neither of us had a hangover the next day and we got fucked up.
That's perfect. Yeah. Like that's what I hate about like drinking too much, you know, just fucking getting that hangover after.
I need something like that for weed. Like you can smoke all the weed you want and then like you eat this candy or you drink this drink. And then you don't pop on a piss test or something. Like, I don't know, you know?
Oh, yeah.
There's really no negative side effects to any of it.
Damn, dude. Fucking insane, bro. But that was fun. Oh, yeah. The story. We went to go, we didn't finish it. We went to go paint.
Oh, yes.
We were pre-gaming at your house. Oh, taking shots? What the fuck? I forgot the
fuck.
We made
drinks. It's because we had the Amsterdam, the raspberry Amsterdam.
Yeah. That's
and
good.
And it was good. Yeah, that shit's good, man. And we mixed it with the juices. And then we were getting an Uber anyways. So we're like, why? Well, everyone's going to drink since we're not driving.
I remember just getting the Uber. We already messed up.
Yeah. I got sleepy on the way over there, man. And then we got out.
And then you guys were still drinking at the place. I remember.
I got a free drink.
I stopped.
I won the Star Wars trivia. So the dude was like, "Oh, you get a free drink." I was like, "Fuck it." Once again, it had my name on it. I can't refuse it.
That was fun, dude. Yeah. That was so much fun. You guys got peanuts, pinatos. What the fuck is it called?
Pinoise
palettes.
Palettes. Yes. No. It's a palette like a. Like a paintbrush palette.
Oh, yeah.
And then pinot.
Like, pinot? P-I-N-O-T.
Yeah, but it's pronounced... Pinot. Like, it has to do with wines.
Pinot. Pinot.
Pinot. It's not pinot. I know that.
Pinocchios.
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 But it was the palette. And it's right there in Brea.
Right by the Brea Improv, dude. Yes. And they actually have a whole bunch of those locations around the United States. They have those.
Painting place?
Pinots.
Because they had a gallery next door, like, where other paintings were. Like, not ours. Like, the real good ones were there.
Yeah. Can I donate this? Nah.
My girl was so sad because she's like, mine looks depressing.
Hers or yours?
Hers. Mine doesn't look depressing. Mine just looks shitty. I'm like, hers looked depressing, but it was nicely done. It's just because, like I said, I'm like, you were really high and drunk. So, like... Because, you know, we had the lights off because it was a night light.
Yeah. Thing.
So the colors were, like, they throw you off. And I remember I fucked up and I accidentally used the wrong color. But you can't really tell until afterwards. Uh-huh. You know? And she did the same thing, but she kind of was just like, I'm just going to do this and this. And then when she flips it, because she doesn't even remember, dude. She was out of it. But when she saw it, she's like, oh, my subconscious is depressed and painted. I'm like, no, babe, you just fucked up. You just used the wrong colors and you just kept going.
That's so funny about like when you drink a lot like that.
Yeah.
So it's happened to me probably like 5 times in my life where like you drink so much that you forget what you did the night before. But it's funny because at the moment, you know what you're doing. You know, it's not like you're on you're not on autopilot. You know what's going on. It's blurry the next day, you know?
Yeah. But I mean, it's the same as, like, forgetting. Like, okay, like, let's say we have a conversation right now.
Yeah.
And then in, like, 2 weeks, we completely forget it. But we know that, we know for sure that during the time we were having that conversation, yeah, we were in control of whatever we were doing.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
That's the thing. But that's the thing about like blacking out too. It's, yeah, like you don't remember what's going on. But I, at the time, you know what you're doing. You're not acting like an animal, you know?
Like when people tell me like, oh, dude, you did this and that. And I'm like, that sounds like me. So I don't remember, but I believe you.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, I can't argue that because I don't remember, but that sounds like me.
I still remember, dude, this one time. Oh, man. It was like it must have been 2013 Halloween. And I remember I didn't have nothing to do. I had nothing to do. I was alone, you know, like fucking my parents, you know, I was fucking.
That's the saddest
thing. I know, dude. Yeah. Like, because you know what? It was on a fucking, it was on a weekday, dude. So I remember I knew that they were doing something at the sensor room, right? So the owner of the sensor room was like, hey, Aaron Rizzo, his name is Javi Rizzo, come over, host the Halloween costume contest. So I drove there, and I remember they just gave me a whole bit. And see, that was before I knew how to drink, because now I'm like, all right, you know, I'll just have like.
Oh, now you're like a professional drinker.
Well, now I know how much it takes to fuck me up, you know, or how much it takes to get me buzz, you know?
I still don't.
But it took me a while to learn that, you know?
Yeah.
Two drinks, I'm good, bro, you know?
Yeah.
So I remember I used to mix drinks. You're not supposed to do that, dude.
Yeah, I think somebody told the colors, like, don't mix. Like, if you're going to stick with light alcohol, stick with, like, if you're doing dark, stick with dark. And I guess I either stick with whiskey or vodka, I guess?
Yeah, yeah. I stick with vodka. I don't
like tequila, man. I mean, I get it. I'm Mexican.
Same here, dude.
I don't like tequila. I don't like the... I mean, I'll drink it because I'm stupid, but I hate the taste
strong,
of it.
It's strong,
dude. It just tastes nasty.
Tito's vodka is my favorite because you can't taste that shit. So I remember, dude, I was mixing drinks. I was getting margaritas. I was drinking fucking Adios, motherfucker. I was mixing shit, bro, dude.
And Adioses are scary, man.
Dude. And I remember, bro, it hit me when you were like, you know, when you're like doing your stuff and then next thing you know, you're like, oh, I'm gone.
Once you realize that you are not completely cognitively functional.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's when you fucked up, bro.
That's when I try to tell myself, okay, you're good.
Yeah,
you're
I'm good. No more drinking, yeah.
But I'm stupid, so it's like, I could probably handle it. Like, I try to test my limits, and it ends up bad, because I can't. I'm a lightweight, man. Like, I think I was down in Florida, and I'm like, here, have a shot with us. We're going to do a shot to celebrate, you know, we passed this, and I'm like, yeah, sure, I'll take a shot. But, like, that's it, because if I drink more, like, I'm going to get drunk, and I can't.
And then you're going to want to drink some more.
Yes, that's the worst part, because it's like, you'll drink that one shot, you'll be feeling good,
yeah,
and you're like, I could do another one.
But the thing about that, the dangerous part about that is you think, I don't want this feeling to go away. Let me keep it at the same level, but no.
Why? Is it the fear that it's like, if I don't keep feeling like this, I'm just going to feel like shit,
because
it's going to hit
me. I think it's the fear of, like, not feeling like that and you're gonna just go back to sober.
Yeah.
And you want to keep that fun feeling, but the thing about that, if you stop, you're still gonna, it's gonna last that the whole night, but you're just thinking like, oh no, I feel like I'm sober enough, you know?
You're gonna reach that, but I mean, yeah, if you continue, you're gonna reach that point where you're gone
and you get a headache and you fuck up, you know?
But that's what I'm saying. Like, I like to try to keep control of it. I don't like drinking too much, man.
Yeah, that's like, for me to have fun drinking, you gotta keep it at where, like, a drink every 2 hours. but when you're having a good time with your friends, you're like, let's have another one, you know?
That sounds like a lot of drinking, like a long, like, if every 2 hours, like, okay, so how long are we just going to be sitting here drinking, Martin?
I know. It's crazy. Just like, it seems boring. Like, hey, man, again, 2 hours with this one drink, dude? Yeah. But, bro, I remember, so at the sensor room, I got so messed up, dude. And I remember I hosted the fucking...
It was on Halloween, man.
Yeah, I hosted the Halloween party. And after the Halloween party, there was dancing. And I remember, and it came back to me in my head. So I was outside the sensor room. I was smoking a cigarette, and I was, like, wobbling. And this one girl came up to me, and she would always go to the sensor room to watch a show. And I remember she hugged me, and she was trying to kiss me. And I backed up like that.
Because her breath stank or what?
I don't know why. And then people were like,
were you single at the time?
I was single.
Oh, okay.
That's the thing that fucking boggles my mind, bro. That, like, and
were you gay back then?
I know, right? Like,
I don't know, man.
I know, dude. And to this day, to this day, I'm like, why did I fucking Why did I fucking
scared of women?
Oh, dude, it's like I just fucking went like that. Like I just backed away. Like I, like you know, like it was just one of those things where people were telling me, like, dude, that fucking hot girl's trying to kiss you, and you backed away. And I'm like, what the fuck, dude? Like it was just. I don't, to this day, I don't know what, like, what, you know?
See, that's because you were drunk. If you were high, you probably wouldn't have done that.
Done.
Backed away.
Oh, yeah. I just don't understand what, that's I think I difference. Was just so messed up that I don't know what was going on, you know? But yeah, and I remember, so after that, dude, I passed out in my car. I passed out in my car. I woke up at 7 in the morning.
Hey, at least you didn't drive. That's what I was, you know, that's what I mean.
And this is when I was still living at home. And I remember, like, dude, I got, like, fucking 30 missed calls from my mom, dude.
Me holding this last.
I had a huge headache. The car was cold in the morning, dude. I was the only car in the parking lot.
You didn't have a blanket with you, man?
No, man. I didn't plan now too far. I didn't plan too fast.
I still have a blanket in my cars right now.
Now I do, just in case.
Yeah.
And then, dude, I remember my mom was so fucking mad, dude. Like, it doesn't matter how old you are, dude. If you don't fucking reply and you still live at home, dude, you fucked. And that's the same thing with, like, anybody else, you know? Like, if you, like, your friend and they don't come back, you're like, oh, what happened, yeah? So, dude, that was crazy. And that was, like, the drunkest I've ever gotten for, I think, ever. It was it? I think it is, yeah. I can't think of anything else.
To the point where you refuse women because...
Yeah, exactly, but I was...
That's a new one. I have not heard of that one. Usually it's the exact opposite, you know?
Yeah. So gone, dude. Damn. Shit. Crazy. Henry, what are you doing, dude? Look at him. It's all funny. Like, every time you come in, he's like...
He's mad. He's barking at me. He'll look at me. He'll run up to me. But then he'll, like, just sniff my toes and be like, oh, I see. And then I mean, it's adorable when he comes up to me and he's like hitting me with his paw so I can scratch him or something. I'm like, bro.
I remember that toe smell.
You see? He's so needy. Look at me. Look at me. Henry.
El Henruchos. El Henruchos.
¿Qué quieres, bro?
Oh, man.
He's wild, man.
That was a fun one. But, yeah, that one guy, he likes you on the podcast, so...
Funny. Yeah. Well, how does that make you feel? I mean, do you know other people that are fans that, like, you're in touch with? Like, you have a fan base.
Yeah, so
I,
like,
still remember that one guy when we were in Arizona. I forgot his name, but I remember
he's a big fan. Guy. Yeah,
the big. He was a Native American, right?
Yeah. Oh, that guy was crazy. Yeah, he was crazy. Like, I saw him, dude. No. I saw him fucking 2 weeks ago when I was in Arizona.
Dude, he got, like, stabbed. However many times.
Yeah, like, that guy was like he was the most ghetto Native American ever, dude.
He's,
like,
crazy, but I mean,
he was a gangster, dude.
He was a thug, yeah.
And he said he did meth or no, he coke.
He wanted coke.
Yeah, like, yeah. Yes. Dude, this guy was big, dude.
It's like everybody wants coke nowadays, you know?
Yeah, it's a crazy thing. Oh, dude, it's funny. Last night when I was with the staff, they're like, yo, man, if you want some of that, I forgot the fuck you called it. I got some. I'm like, oh, I'm good, man. I'm thank you, though. Like,
I gotta appreciate be up it. Early tomorrow, you know?
Yeah, I'm like, at least you think I'm cool enough to fucking that. Like,
that's
it likes
true.
It,
that's
yeah?
How you know you made it. When you get offered and they're not trying to charge you, they're like, here, let me offer you some.
Yeah, this it looks like you do it, man. I'm like, oh, shit.
Damn, they think you look bug-eyed or something?
I know,
like,
right?
You get out there all like, you're like, what, looking around the room, like, analyzing everything.
Where is it at?
Damn.
I need it. I remember, dude, I was at this, a long time ago, I was at this one party in Echo Park. So
Echo Park.
There was this house, right? It was the after party house. It was on Alvarado and kind of by Sunset.
That's my homie. Yeah, that's where my homies are at.
In the area, right?
Yep, of course.
And dude, so fucking, this house was a place to go after every bar closed down. So we would go there, and I went there. It was called the Alvarado House, and those guys made their money there, dude. They made their fucking money.
That's what I need. I just need my own Alvarado house, and
dude,
that's it.
The backyard was big, and they would charge like fucking like $5. But you gotta think about it, like, a whole bunch of people come in, they sell drinks in there. And I remember, what am I gonna tell them the story for again? Oh, somebody, coke.
The coke, yeah.
And that was the first time when somebody was asking me, and the first time I saw people doing it, I remember I was like, what? This is Hollywood, bro. Cause I remember I was like just like chilling, you know, drinking like my Corona, cause I only knew Coronas back then, you know, And I was young. I was, dude, I was young. I know, dude. Yeah. I was like 18, and I remember I was like just there dancing, and then this one girl, this hipster chick, came up to me.
It's always the hipster chicks.
And she was like, "Hey, do you have any? You know where I can get some coke?" I'm like, "No, like what?" Like, and like to me, before I never heard of anything like that, dude. I was like, "What the fuck?"
Like,
dude?
You get at the bar, you just order one and you drink it. That's it.
Like, yeah, yeah, like, yeah. Coke, yeah, they have them over there. And I saw people doing it. I was like, what the fuck? It was like a movie.
They
do, dude,
the bumps. They take out the keys. I've seen that at the, like, some bars and stuff. Going to the bathroom, I'm like, I'm trying to take a piss out of it. And dude's right next to me. Just, and I'm like, oh.
That's insane.
And they always offer. They always offer.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, no, man. I just got to take a piss, man. But thank you. You know? And I'm there, like, awkwardly, like, wiggling my shit.
Wiggling.
They're just still looking at me with, you know, that's it.
That's so funny.
I go and I still go to wash my hands and dry and everything.
But it's crazy how that shit was in Coca-Cola before, dude.
Oh, yeah. It was medication. It was medication for patients.
For the gums or something like
pain
that.
Pain, too. Like, all kinds of shit.
But that soda had it, dude.
I mean, I feel like you should just make all drugs legal. Like, look, if somebody's going to do it and fuck themselves up, yeah, that's on them.
Yeah.
The thing is, like, yeah, regulate it to the point where they can't hurt others. Mm-hmm. But that's the same with anything. It's like, okay, don't take so much Tylenol that you go out and fucking shoot a school. Like,
yeah,
same shit.
Or overdose, just overdosing. Like DMX, what do you overdose on?
Damn.
NyQuil or... Something like that, some kind of medicine.
Some type of home, like at-home medication, over-the-counter.
That's insane, dude. Like, when I take NyQuil, sometimes I'll take it when I can't sleep. I have to go to sleep. And, I seriously take a little bit. A little bit.
Yeah.
And I'm good. Like a little drop, and I'm good. And I know people that fucking...
Lil Wayne.
Dude. I seriously don't know how much they pour in their fucking drink.
They that's how they get that dirty Sprite.
Yeah, dirty.
Yeah.
Is that how Mac Miller died?
No. Him, I remember because I read about it, that he had bought like a bunch of shit off the drug dealer.
Uh-huh.
And I think he sold them something. Because look, I'm the type, like, you know, like, it sucks that he passed away. But it's like, if he overdosed on his own, like, because he just did too much, irresponsibly, that's irresponsible. That's the bottom line. But the drug dealer... some of the shit, one of the, like, he bought like four different types of drugs, but one of them was laced with some other shit.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, see, that's the thing, that I blame the dealer if they're giving them shit that they're not asking for. Like, if he wanted just like ecstasy, for example, or a Xanny, but then the dude gives him a Xanny that's coated or layered with something, that's different, because then you're giving him something he didn't ask for.
Yeah.
So it's not his fault that he's not consuming the right amount, you know, because they'll have different effects. But it was something along the lines that his dealer gave him some extra shit.
Yeah.
And, you know, that obviously, like, if you don't know it's there, it's going to fuck you up.
Yeah. Damn. That's crazy.
That's mainly the reason why I don't like to accept things from strangers that. Like, you know, I mean, a beer, you know, if it's, you know, you got to open it up.
Yeah.
That's brand. But if they whip some shit out and like, hey, put this in your nose. Like, hey, man, I don't know where you whipped that shit out of your ass. I don't know where it came from before that. You know?
Wait, what about that guy Juice WRLD?
Oh, I have no idea. I'm not going to lie. I don't even know who that is. I know he was a rapper, right?
He was like he's like an emo rapper or something like that.
What is that? What does that mean?
It sounds like emo, but rap. It's like a...
And I like music. I like to tell people, like, I listen to all kinds, but I don't know what the fuck that means.
It's like, so, like...
What are you doing?
Let me see. Juice WRLD? So it's pretty much rappers that grew up listening to, like, emo, and then, like, they're...
Like My Chemical Romance?
Yeah. So this is, let me see. Juice WRLD, he was young, too, and he overdosed on something because he was in the airport, and he took everything at once.
Was he a white rapper also, like Mac Miller?
No, he was black.
Oh.
He was more like an R&B. Let me see. His most famous song.
Yeah, because I definitely heard of Mac Miller's music, but not Juice WRLD.
El Jugo Mundo, homie.
Jugo Mundo.
Jugo Mundo!
What was his, like, most famous song?
Aquí espera, mira.
Oh, fuck. Oh, the Cobra Kai.
Oh, I love Cobra Kai, dude. Oh, Juice WRLD, here we go. It almost sounds like The Cure. Let me see.
The Cure.
Lucid Dreams.
This reminds me of almost of what's his name, Lil Yachty.
Oh, I like Lil Yachty.
I like Lil Yachty. Yeah, badass, I like him dude. Too. Like I like his music. So is it like sad?
It's like sad. Listen to Juice WRLD, guys. Oh shit. So yeah, it's like not really rap, it's more emo or new emo, techno emo, what the fuck?
It's not dubstep, I know that for sure.
Almost gothic, kind
of. Yeah, I mean, I get what you mean in terms of like, it's like The Cure almost in the sense.
It sounds almost like The Cure.
With different instrumentals for sure. Yeah. It's like, I think that's the biggest thing.
It could be, okay, urban goth.
Yeah.
Urban emo, something like that.
Yeah.
So it's got a cool little sound, you know.
Yeah.
Because when I first heard it, I was like, "Who's this?" Like,
I just know that a lot of people like mention his name, but I'm like, I've never heard. One of the things that I hate a lot is when a lot of people jump on the bandwagon.
Yeah.
Because like somebody dies and then they're like, "Oh yeah, this and that," but I'm like, I can't jump on it because I don't know who he was.
Yeah.
I mean, if he had fans for sure, you know, that's cool.
Yeah.
But it's not my type, not my music, you know.
But all these guys, I don't know what the fuck he passed away from. I don't know why it's getting all sad over fucking time. Oh, because you know Mac Miller.
Oh, everyone's ODing, yeah.
Yeah, he OD'd, and then Lil Peep, that one rapper.
I always got him confused with Lil Pump. I mean, they are different people, right?
Different people. Okay. Lil Peep was more like
same thing. Like
I never knew
any of his music. So and even after I tried to listen to it, still not a fan. But a lot of people were like, oh, you know, I love him so much. And
I heard of him because of fucking, what was it, Instagram? But I never was a fan. Let me see.
Yeah, me too. Like, I would always see, like, random
the only song
tribute posts about him.
Yeah.
And but I'm like, I don't know who he is.
And also, I'm older too, so fucking, to me, it's like.
Okay. I get you.
The only song that I heard, I was like, this is fucking this guy. Cause like, let me see, what song?
I know the one with Kanye West, right? Oh no, that's Lil Peep is the one who died, right?
Yeah, he overdosed.
Okay, never mind. I think Lil Pump is the one who did the.
No, I don't like Lil Pump.
You're such a fucking.
Oh no, I don't like that guy
with Kanye's.
No, they're different. I don't know, I don't like. Lil Pump. Let me see what the fuck is the name of the song, dude. What the fuck, man? I feel bad for the people listening. Oh, this one right here.
Fallout. It's just.
Yeah, it's all different. It's all new, you know.
Yeah.
All this new music. It's just.
But like, I mean, like I said, I mean, if it's probably they had a bigger following.
Yeah.
I just wasn't a part of it, and I can't say, oh yeah, you know, I love them this and that. No, I never I never heard of them.
Yeah.
But that's fine, man. And you know me, I'm in the drug business.
So. Yeah.
But I like to be perfect. Like every single time someone, like I had a delivery earlier. And I told the dude, I'm like, you've had this before, right? Because he bought some acid. I'm like, you've had these before. And he's like, oh, yeah. I'm like, yeah, just make sure you take one at a time. Let it dissolve because it's the gel one. Because some people will just swallow it and they'll like choke on the thing. I'm like, no, don't do what? Like, you said you've done this before. But I like to make sure because I'm like, if something happens to a customer or something, like, it's not, I mean, I will decline. View? I will, yeah, they're going to give me one star.
You know? Man, like, this guy fucked me up, dude.
But it's like, no, I'd rather have people, like, have a good time on it. Yeah. Like, I don't want anybody to try some drugs and then not enjoy it.
Yeah.
Like, that's fucked up. Like,
yeah.
I'm not that kind of person. Like, I'd rather you try whatever and have, like, an awesome experience and be like, dude, that shit was awesome. Like, yeah, right. Same.
Hell yeah, dude. You are, customer service comes first, dude.
I think so.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Well, it's simple, man. It's just treat others the way you want to be treated type thing.
Yeah.
Like if I ever buy drugs from somebody, I would like for the drugs, number one, not to harm me.
Yeah.
And then for them to just give me a good time.
Not to give you chorro.
Yeah, none of that shit.
None of that shit. You just want to fuck it. Yeah, no pun intended. None of that shit.
None of that shit.
Hell yeah. We're almost down here, man. Thanks for coming over, dude.
Yes, sir.
You're tired, huh?
Dude, I mean,
what time did you wake up?
The last like 3 days, I've been waking up at 4.
It's a fucking time change, dude.
Yeah, because they were, I was 3 hours ahead and out there. And it's, you know, time traveling, man. When you go from here to there,
yeah,
it fucks with your, with everything. And then because everyone's stuck on that time, like it's like they're not gonna change all their time just for me.
Yeah,
no, I gotta jump on board on their shit.
Wow, what do you think would happen if we were all like on the same fucking time zone? Like we just didn't fucking like, that would fuck things up. Would it fuck things up?
Hell yeah.
Like how would it fuck things up though?
Well, think of everything that gets done.
I mean, okay, I get how we fuck.
Okay, so that's
Let's say we stay in Pacific time, right?
Yeah, if we stick to our time, that's the thing. Somebody would have to give up their
people have to work at nighttime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They would have to completely shift. You know, if we wanted to stick to the same, because even if we kept the same time,
yeah,
the planet is still going to have different places having sun and different places not having
it. Yeah.
So it's going to be day and night regardless, even if we have the same time.
Okay. So where I was at in Texas, it's 2 hours. So I heard stories of people that live in the border of the time zones from Pacific to Central.
How does that work?
So it's like I heard that somebody that lives in the middle, if you have work at this time, you got to wake up 2 hours. It's a weird thing because you got to think about it. There's that line of the city that when you cross, it's 2 hours.
Like your phone will automatically change back.
Yeah, right. So yeah. Imagine that shit, dude. How does that even work, dude? Let me see. Area. Well, how the fuck do I put that in? Area.
The time zone.
I forgot that we're looking at. I forgot that we're looking at China's
clit,
and it fucking popped up. What the fuck?
Damn.
Place where. Where the
timeline or no the
timeline
the time zone border basically
time zone border there you go.
Is that even a thing? Is that what it's called?
Time zone boundaries, time zones. What the okay, are there any major cities divided by two time zones? There we go. There we're not the only people fucking wondering about this shit. All right, if you mean cities as entire urban areas instead of money, okay, motherfucker, why so many words? In Canada, there's only one city, which is in two provinces. Okay. Oh, this is the best part of The Simpsons. When fucking Kurt is trying to get back Luann, remember?
Damn.
Can I borrow a feeling? Right here, guys.
They look like siblings, man. Damn. Oh, they all look at her too. How awkward.
Can I borrow a feeling?
Best part.
Could you lend me a jar of love? Hurting hearts need some healing.
That's me singing, dude.
We gotta do karaoke, man. I miss you.
What do you say, Luann?
Is she gonna reject him and leave him for the jock dude?
Will you marry me again?
Ooh, no.
Well, can I have my shirts back at least?
Okay, you heard the lady. Take it outside, all
right? So I'll be back. Probably.
And that's how, dude, this is why the sisters are the best, because you would think they're going to resolve the divorce.
No.
But no, they fucking stayed divorced for so many years.
Oh, yeah, they do get back later.
They get back like together like fucking 15 years later, dude. 15
years later.
Oh man, I love The Simpsons, dude. I love The Simpsons. I love Married with Children.
Yeah, bro. Al Bundy, man.
Gosh,
he's
man.
A man. He's a real man.
He's the dad I grew up with. Yeah. TV, dude.
The only father you have.
I just remember that one episode when him and it's towards the end of the series when the show's about to end. When him and Peggy get a divorce and he's living on his own, he's living in that fucking apartment next to the fucking airport. And that's so fucking cheap. And every time the flight takes off, the whole fucking place shakes.
Yep.
And then he, I remember the guys go visit him. Was it Griff and Jefferson?
Yes.
And then I was like, God, he has a box of Pop-Tarts. Peg lied. You don't make Pop-Tarts out of scratch.
Damn. Damn, man, I love that show.
Oh, so stupid and funny, dude. All right, guys, that's it for today, man. Thanks for listening. My name's Martin Rizzo. Please subscribe. Please share. Please take care.
Catch us at the OC Fair.
Catch us at. If you guys are gonna go, we're gonna be at the OC Fair. You can see us there. And then this weekend, I'm gonna be at San Jose Improv. And then I'm actually performing. I'm doing a Spanish show again. Oh. It's been a while. I miss it, dude.
Do you even speak Spanish, bro?
Claro que sí.
Damn.
You know, el show va a estar en. Donde, aquí tengo el pinche. Aquí tengo el flyer. Where the fuck is it at?
The flyer.
Where the fuck is motherfucker at? Name is Foras.
Yo, was that you?
What?
That's took that shit?
No, that's Henry.
That's Henry.
Henry, you let a fart, dude.
You son of a bitch. I'm right here. My mouth is open. God damn.
August 12th, agosto 12, a las 7, all ages. Oh, shit. I'm all doing. Ages. I'm performing in Pomona.
In front of kids, bro.
I know. In Spanish, I'm going to say bad words, damn. So come on out. So hell yeah, dude. And then, yeah, man. Thanks for coming out, guys, to the shows. It was fun. I love you guys. You want to say something, Mark?
It's always a pleasure. It's always a pleasure being out here. I'm glad there's that one guy who thinks I'm entertaining.
Maloso.
Somewhat. Yeah, Maloso. Maloso. Shout out to him. My number one fan.
Thank you, man.
Yeah.
And love you guys. Bye.